There's been more blood on the floor at Fletcher Building today, with Chairman Sir Ralph Norris announcing his resignation. It's been revealed the company's building and interiors division will lose almost $1 billion in a two-year period. Incorrect quantity surveyor estimates, rising building costs and problems with communication from management to the board are being cited as factors. Outgoing Fletcher Chairman Sir Ralph Norris is with me, and good evening.
Good evening, Larry.
Did you feel that you had no option, you had to stand down, you had to fall on your sword?
Well, I think in the circumstances, Larry, we've been through, you know, two or three other cuts or announcements in regard to this situation, and this is obviously a very significant level of provisioning. And, you know, it's fair to say that the shareholders in general would feel that somebody's got to be seen to be taking accountability for this. And so in the end, I came to the conclusion over the weekend, seeing the magnitude of what we were looking into, that I should stand down, but to do so as part of an orderly transition to make sure that we get a new chairman in place, some new directors on the board, and also to work with a new chief executive in developing the future strategy plan for the business, which we will announce in June.
Do you believe other board members will go?
Look, we have we're short of a couple of board members currently, and we will have another one retiring in the normal rotation at the AGM. So there will be no other resignations from the board other than those that have already occurred and those that relate to normal rotation.
Was that part of the problem here, though, Sir Ralph, that there was not enough expertise on the board?
I think it's fair to say that, you know, a lot of these problems go back a number of years ago, and certainly, you know, there's an issue here around the quality of information that came to the board. I've looked back at some of the minutes, because some of these decisions were entered into before I joined the board, and there's no doubt that, you know, it'd be fair to say that, being kind, there were omissions of information that may have had the board take a different view at different times.
So the board were led astray?
Well, I have to say that, you know, at times I don't think the board was in possession of all of the facts, and certainly, as you're probably well aware, there have been a number of management replaced, particularly in the B&I operation over the last 18 months, and that's not coincidental.
So the former chief executive left, you blame him?
All of us, as I said, have got to hold some degree of accountability, and I'm obviously taking accountability. Certainly the former chief executive has got some responsibility as well, no doubt about that.
You are quoted as saying some of the contracts were out by as much as 100%. How can that happen?
Well, basically the 100% comes about by virtue of the fact that when you look at some of the When you look at the current economic environment that we've operated in for a number of years, it's been a low inflation environment. So when people have entered into fixed term contracts, they've looked at the economic outlook and looked at the projections on inflation and have taken the view that inflation would be very benign. And it has been benign over many, many years. But I think the underestimation comes about because of the fact that that type of environment also creates a boom in construction. And when you get a boom in construction, you start to then squeeze the resources in the construction pipeline. So your services, your sub-trades and all the rest of it end up being spread around a larger number of contracts. And what happens is the old law of economics regarding supply and demand, that price goes up. And I don't think anybody anticipated the degree of increases in some of the sub-trades.
Well clearly, but that comes down to incompetent management, doesn't it? So Fletcher's has lost, nearly $1 billion in the last 2 years, and I guess the...
It's $1 billion, actually, yeah. over a five-year
okay.
period, because, yeah.
So we're up to 660 this morning, aren't we, that was announced. So, I mean, shareholders, I suppose, who are feeling a bit screwed over by all of this, are saying, how can this happen when we're in the middle of a construction boom, Sir Ralph?
Well, that's what I was explaining, Larry,
yeah.
The fact that you get the situation where you get a squeeze on supply because the demand. And so in many respects, Larry, booms are sometimes as bad as busts.
Mm.
And the reason for that is that you get a situation where you've got a limited amount of resource being in demand, and the laws of economics see that those prices increase substantially, and that's what's happened here.
So when you saw the issues around BNI, as far back as I understand it, 2014, what did you do to try and get on top of it? Or were you just getting fed?
I think it's fair to say it was actually 2016.
Yeah.
It was probably around September 2016 that we started to obviously see issues and problems. So we replaced the management in BNI. It was obviously a first step. We've obviously seen a number of people leave the business. And we've also seen a situation where obviously the chief executive left the business as well.
And are there no other issues around the corner? This is it, done and dusted?
I think it's fair to say, with a number of this magnitude, we have obviously taken a view that we're not going to be coming back for another round of provisioning in regard to these contracts. We've also obviously taken a view that we're withdrawing from vertical construction and with BNI, because the type of contracts which pass too much risk onto the construction company are not, and the margins are far too low to sustain these sorts of projects going forward. So we will withdraw from that business.
And what about yourself, Sir Ralph? So you're going to resign as chairman. You're a highly experienced person in business. You've had a brilliant business career. This is a low point. This is your low point, is it?
Oh, I think it's fair to say that that's a reasonable view, Larry. Yeah. This is a low point, no doubt about that.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the program. That is Sir Ralph Norris, outgoing chair of Fletcher Building. Just to note, the new CEO, Ross Taylor, he's been brought in to clean all this up about 6 weeks ago. We will speak with Mr. Taylor on the program just after 6:00.